This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Style with Stevola on a Saturday night here in the Delaware Valley on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to call this the pre-show to the big show. Style with Stevola getting underway at the top of the hour, and we're going to do a little bit of a role reversal this evening for at least the next 20 minutes and put Stevola on the side of being interviewed instead of on this side of the microphone. A good Saturday evening to you, sir. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm great. And listeners, just beware, I'm not used to this part of it. I'm used to interviewing, not being interviewed. So I think hopefully it'll be great.
But no, I think it's gonna be good radio, and I think the listeners are gonna get an opportunity to get to know you a little bit as part of this pre-show. I do want you or give you an opportunity to talk about our special guests, your special guests coming up that are going to be live with you for the full hour,
yes.
Starting at the top of the hour from 11 p.m. to midnight. Tell us about what's on tap for the show tonight.
Well, it's going to be amazing. They're incredible people. They're an incredible couple. I love them so much. They're a huge part of my existence. They inspire me. And they really, truly help me be a good person. And I really, really can't wait to interview them. They're amazing. They're musicians. But not only that, I mean, they write their own music. They write their own songs. And they also both sing independently, but they also sing together. They're very unique. And I'm really honored that I can call them my friends.
Good stuff. Good introduction. We invite the entire listening audience around the Delaware Valley tuning in tonight on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT to prepare yourself for what should be a fun, cool hour starting at the top of the hour. Style with Stevola here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And I think if we're lucky, we may even be able to hear, we may even be able to get an opportunity to get some live performance right here in the brand new Talk Radio 1210 studios at 2400 Market.
Yes. Well, I walked in with them and I saw a guitar. So I think they are going to be playing something for us. I'm really excited.
All right.
It's going to be amazing.
Good stuff. So stick around, everyone, to Talk Radio 1210. It's a pre-show to the big show, of course, coming out of Temple basketball, where Temple lost tonight to SMU. So we get an opportunity because of the timing of that game to do the first ever pre-show of the big show for Style with Stevola. Before I jump into a little Q&A with you, Stevola, Phil, do you have that audio ready? All right. I want to take just a quick 30 seconds and give a shout out to a couple who were engaged this evening. So Phil, thank you very much, Phil, for that.
Oh, I like that. It wasn't me, by the way.
So a big shout out to David Dorenzo and Marissa Polselli, who were engaged tonight in Center City, Philadelphia. David, a good friend of mine, and now I guess that means Marissa will be a good friend of mine as well.
So congratulations
to those two on a great cold night here in the Delaware Valley. Awesome night to get engaged, David and Marissa. Congrats to you. Who is Stevola Sanchez? How do you answer that question, sir?
Who is Stevola? Wow. That is a very complicated question because I am very complicated.
That's okay. That's good.
Yeah, no, it's good, but that's, yeah. Who is Stevola Sanchez? I mean, wow. There's a lot that embodies who I am. I mean, you know, by trade, I'm a clothing designer. I've been in the industry over 20 years. I've done, you know, I've worked for multiple brands, U.S. brands, and one Italian brands, Iceberg. Give a shout out to Iceberg. I love their product. And, you know, gosh, I just feel like, you know, I live life to the fullest. I think it's really important, you know, to, you know, you wake up every morning and, or sometimes for me, the afternoon. but it's like, you know, when you wake up, it's just, you know, what are you going to do that day that makes you feel great? You know, and how are you going to make your day the most stylish?
Talk to me about style. Stay on that for a moment in terms of your the longevity that you've had in the space, working with designers, creating and being a part of all of it, not just the end result, but all of it leading into it. Help us, help me, help the listening audience understand style. What does it mean?
Well, for me, I mean, being in the fashion industry and understanding what style is, that's... I feel that's one aspect, which is a very important aspect because it's part of who, or it's part of when you express yourself, you know, and you are being who you want to be through the way you dress or the way you wear your hair, your makeup, even through your nails. I mean, there's so many aspects of how you can show style, but I feel like, you know, what inspired me to do the show was really truly, you know, there's more than just that. When you think style, people think it's visual. And I think it's beyond that. Well, I know it's beyond that. But people, I want to share with people that, you know, that there are a lot more things that include style than just fashion or appearance.
Style with Stevola here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Got a big thank you from Dave Dorenzo coming through my phone there. So I apologize for not having it on silent, but we did get that wish out to him. Your line, you're now in the process, and I don't want to give anything away, and I don't want to impose on information I'm not supposed to ask about, but I'd love to at least know some of the details, or at least share with the audience your vision about your line in terms of what you have planned.
Well, for my line, I feel like, not I feel, I know what I want to do. It's really about approaching all women, all sizes, all shapes, all colors, and just, you know, something that, you know, that's classic, but it's unique. There's a design element that makes it unique. And it just, you know, I want it to really, truly make somebody feel luxurious, but not feel like they're overdressed or they're, you know, they're trying too hard. You know, there's an element to what I do and what I think is special to me and it's actually the way I dress as well, that I feel like it's really, truly, you know, who you are, but in expressing yourself and feeling luxurious, but you don't look overdone. You know, there's not an element of too much, you know, and I think that that's really important because I feel like people want to, you know, like look great, but in their own way. And I feel like doing this line of classic pieces and classic, when I say classic, it's not a classic piece is like super classic. It's got my individual take on a classic, but just something that they'll wear for years to come. It's an investment. You know, and they'll truly wear it, you know, for multiple years. It's seasonless, basically.
How does that work when you develop a classic? There must be an incredible amount of thought. There must be an incredible amount of time that goes into that.
Yeah,
accurate?
Well, I've made about 50 samples. of certain, I mean, and we're talking not a very large collection, but 50 samples, meaning like, you know, trial and error, like I keep making them and, you know, and I want to put my signature touch on them. But then in addition, I want them to have that classic element to them. So they become timeless, but also, it's just hard. It's hard. It's really hard to explain that because, you know, my idea of a classic may be different to somebody else, but what I'm thinking about when I'm doing it is that, you know, I'm thinking 10 years from now, is it still going to be relevant or is it going to look dated? And I want it to still look relevant.
Should it be relevant in 10 years?
Yeah, I think so. For what I'm doing at this moment. I mean, you know, if I want to do something super avant-garde and crazy and it was, you know, or maybe it doesn't even have to be avant-garde and crazy, but, you know, if I feel like it's something that, you know, is of the moment, and that's wonderful. And maybe 10 years it'll come back. But I just feel like I would like something for 10 years to at least last, because I really truly feel right now in my, you know, and what I'm doing, the idea of, you know, there's all this turn and burn clothing and there's so much waste happening that I really feel like, you know, to have something in your closet that looks relevant for 10 years is really, truly important.
We're up close and personal tonight on the pre-show to the big show, Style with Stivala. Coming up at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. More with Stivala after the break.
Now back to Style with Stivala.
And welcome back, everyone, to the pre-show to the big show, Style with Stivala, coming up at the top of the hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Joe Krause, hosting my first ever pre-show to the big show. It's kind of an up-close and personal get-to-know who is the host of Style with Stivala. We know it's Stivala, but what does that mean? What inspires him? How does he define style? And we're glad that the Delaware Valley is embracing the show the way they have so far, Stivala. It's been tremendous in terms of coming on this radio station every Saturday night at 11 p.m. The time slot is perfect.
Yep.
The audience is so receptive to learning about style and listening to some of the great guests that you've had so far.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, this is an amazing opportunity. I mean, I think it's, you know, when, like I said before, when people think of style, they think of, you know, visual, they think of, you know, fashion. There are, you know, magazines out there that, you know, that have style in them, and, you know, they relate to fashion and home, and, you know, and I think that there's this, you know, and they're wonderful and they're a big part of our lives, but at the same time, it goes beyond that as far as style is concerned, in my opinion.
Give me a definition of style. When you see style, our guest this evening has incredible style.
Right.
She moves with style. She looks like she has style. She looks like she owns the word style. What do you see when you see style?
You know, gosh, that's another loaded question, because, like I said, I mean, before, it's an individual idea of what style is. But in my opinion, I really just think that something that, you know, just when someone's like truly expressing themselves and it makes you notice, you know, whether it's in a good or bad way, you know, I mean, and that's anybody's opinion. Someone might think it's a bad thing. Somebody might think it's a good thing on the same person. But I just think it's really, truly like when, you know, when someone's expressing themselves and I stop and, you know, and I take a moment and I look at them and I'm like, you know, that, you know, it's that they have great style, you know, and it exudes more than that. There's confidence, you know, there's power, individuality, you know, and I mean, like I said, which is really, really important, is they're allowed and they feel like they feel like bold enough to express themselves.
Every Saturday night, Steve, of course, you get an opportunity from 11 p.m. to midnight. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, you get an opportunity to interview those power brokers, to interview those individuals who, in one way or another, or perhaps in all ways, have style, define style in their own individuality.
Yep.
What do you remember, for example, from your interview with Isaac and Naomi from Masada Builders? It was the very first show that we did here in the new studios. Isaac and Naomi came in and really had a great, you guys had a great conversation. What do you remember from that night?
Well, I mean, I remember, you know, their passion for what they do and their honesty and, you know, and how they work with their clients, their style of how they work with clients. And, you know, not only, I mean, they become friends, and they are both very stylish people as far as how they present themselves. But most importantly was, I just loved the style and the interaction they had with their clients. I mean, it's a lifelong like relationship. You know, and I thought that was really, really beautiful and really powerful.
Masada Builders is the reference point for our listening audience, Isaac and Naomi, or the creators, the owners, the what would you say, the providers of incredible, incredible homes.
They beyond.
Beyond anything you could ever imagine is made by Masada.
Absolutely. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, you know, coming from Los Angeles, I've seen lots of homes, and here there are so many beautiful homes, but they have this specific style, how they design them and the types of wood that they use and the design, it's incredible. I've honestly never, I mean, I'm a designer myself. So, when I think of like how I want my interior to look in a home, I never thought it could look like that. It's pretty crazy. It's like, it took me to another level as far as my thought.
It gives me an opportunity to remind the listening audience that they can listen to any of the previous shows, and all of the previous shows are cataloged on radio.com. So we circle the globe on radio.com, and of course talk to the Delaware Valley every Saturday night. I don't get to participate in the actual show once we come on at 11 o'clock. I just get to listen like the audience, and it's really cool to be able to learn about a guest with style, which gives me a chance to ask you about our guest from last week. Very meaningful hour on the broadcast last week. You take it from there.
Yes. Jason Matthew Salon. So it was Joyce Miele and Jason Sparks. Another power couple. And I love this that we're like 3 weeks in a row, we have these incredible couples.
We got an incredible couple in the studio tonight.
Yeah.
And Joyce and Jason, they were phenomenal.
Right. So, I mean, they're just, I love just what they possess. I mean, it's not just a salon. When you think of a salon, I mean, they're personable. They really truly care about the people that they work with. You know, it's not like an in and out type place. It's really, it's a great place, and their staff. And I mean, it's like a home. It's like a very welcoming place. And I mean, it's the place that I go to every couple weeks. And I think that they have an incredible, incredible salon.
We thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of the pre-show to the big show. We have a few minutes left before we get to the commercial break, and then at the top of the hour, Style with Stevola will come along and take you right up to midnight with another power couple.
Yes.
In the studio tonight, scheduled to perform perhaps live in the studio, so that should be pretty cool. I want to ask you, or give you an opportunity before we check the box on the pre-show.
Okay.
To talk about Joan Shep, your work with Joan, your relationship with Joan, she's legendary in terms of style, not only in Philadelphia, but across the world.
Right. Yeah.
And you've got a unique, very, very special relationship with her. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love her. First and foremost, I mean, the first time I met her, I fell in love with her. It was like love at first sight. Her store is, amazing. But more than that, I mean, she and her daughter Ellen, I mean, they're just really, really incredible people. They love to give back. When they see creativity and an opportunity, they want to collaborate. There's no competitive bone in either one of their bodies. They want to be people, and myself included. Like, I came to them and I started doing their windows, and they love and respect and want me to even go further. And they challenge me in my creativity. And I think that's so brilliant. So I feel like that my windows just keep getting better and better and better, just because they allow me to express whatever I want to express. Obviously, we go through it and talk about it, but it's a great, great place to be, like right now in my career. Did I answer the question?
No, I think you did.
I'm getting a little like, I just love them so much. So it's like, I don't want to get too emotional about it, but I mean, I'm grateful for them, and And she is a legend, and you know, and her daughter is also a legend, and they're just not only like incredibly wonderful people, they have an incredible business and they're good people.
Last thought, and I didn't ask you to prepare for this to end the show, but that's okay because I think you're very good on the fly and you live in the universe of style. I think the listening audience appreciates and enjoys when you get an opportunity to provide a tip, something that you know, something simple, something that people might not know, but something that is relevant to style. So if I gave you 45 seconds to give the listening audience who are patiently waiting for you, for me to get off the microphone and for you to start, if I gave you that 45 seconds to say, hey, give us a really good tip on a cold Saturday night in the city of Philadelphia that has to do with style, can cover anything, clothing, where you eat, how you eat, what you do, what would you give?
Wow. I mean, there's a lot. Just now I'm like, my head just became a Rolodex. But, I mean, I really just have to say, just because when I was getting dressed today, I went to put on one of my coats and I just felt like I really wanted to wear it. But when I put it on, I just felt it was a little bit dated. So, you know, it went back in my closet, but I marked it. Actually, it didn't go back in my closet. I actually put it on a rack, like outside in the bedroom, so I could actually take it to a tailor. Because I don't have time to do it myself, or I do it myself, but I want it to look more modern. So I'm going to take it and, you know, it was an investment and it's a beautiful coat. So I don't want to get rid of it, but I'm just going to have, you know, them shape it so it looks like much more modern and now.
Well done. Well said. This is the pre-show to the big show on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT as we go into the commercial break. When we come back on the other side of the break, Style with Stevola.